الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن تاب وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا صدق الله العظيم. We continue our discussion of عباد الرحمن, those special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whom Allah ta'ala has praised in the Quran Majeed, and Allah has outlined the beautiful qualities. And we had mentioned the past 2 weeks now on or regarding those people or that quality of the Ibadur Rahman, wala yasnoon, they do not make zina, they do not get caught up into any illicit relationship. And we discussed that in detail, the harms of badnazri, casting lustful glances, the consequences of zina. And we had commenced last week that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses these qualities, where the ibadur rahman do not kill any person unjustly, they do not associate any partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they do not commit adultery or fornication. Immediately after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about tawbah. And we had commenced last week about the importance of tawbah. Allah ta'ala, throughout the Qur'an Majeed, wherever He talks about Jahannam, immediately after that, He gives us hope, He talks about Jannat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like or gains no enjoyment and pleasure in punishing any of His servants. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for little excuses to pardon His bandas, to forgive His servants. There's an incident of a person who was a disbeliever. He was a mushrik. And he would worship his idol for years. Ya sanam, ya sanam, ya sanam, sanam in Arabic means idol. One day by mistake, instead of Ya Sanam, he says Ya Samad. Bas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him hidayat. He brought iman and Allah forgave him. Like this, there are so many incidents. There's a person by the name of Kifl. Now there are two Kifls. What this Kifl here is from the Bani Israel. He was a very grave sinner, big sinner. The other Dhul Kifl mentioned in the Quran is a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not misconstrue the both. So we're talking about Kifl who was a gunegar. This narration is narrated by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala. The son of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala, a very great sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Many ahadiths he has narrated. So he says, I heard this hadith from Rasulullah about Kifl. He says not once, not twice, not thrice, not five times. He says more than 7 times. Wondering why it says more than 20 times. Where Rasulullah mentioned to the Sahaba the incident of Kifl, very briefly, that Kifl had indulged in so many gunas, especially zina. لا يتورع. He never refrained from zina. And there was an incident where there was a woman who required some assistance and she was desperate. And he had money. So she comes to him, she asks for a loan. So Kifl, he agrees to give her a huge amount, so many dirhams, on condition that she allows him to commit zina with her. So she was desperate and she gives in. It is mentioned that as he is about to commit zina with her, irta'adat, she began to shiver. She showed some fear. So he held back. He said, what's the matter? She says, I've never done this in my life. So he says, why are you giving in now? She says, haja. It is because of this need. I'm desperate. I require this assistance. Otherwise, I'm going to die. I've got no food. So she says, I have never committed adultery and today I am forced to do this. When he hears that, Allah blesses him with tawfiq of tawbah and hidayat. And he says, wallah, Allah's qasam, la ya'asi Allah al-kifl. Kifl will never, abadan, kifl will never in his life again disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, this poor woman never committed this filthy act, and today she is made majboor and she is forced. And he felt this nadama, this regret, and he felt ashamed of himself. So he restrained. And he took a qasam, a sincere qasam. Now this is tawbah. We'll explain the condition of tawbah just now. But kifl, immediately, he makes tawbah, he repents, and he says, takes a qasam in Allah that, kifl, I will never ever disobey my Allah again. فَمَاتَ تِلْكَ اللَّيْلَةِ Rasulullah says, that night, kifl passed away. In the morning, it was written, مَكْتُوبًا عَلَى بَابِهِ It was written on his door, غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِلْكِفْرِ Allah has forgiven kifl. Actually written on his door, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the maghfirat of kifl. Allah has forgiven him. Point for us also to understand here is we should never be judgmental. Sometimes we know a person who is indulging in sins and we think bad of him. We think low of him. This is absolutely terrible. There was a person who was encouraging his brother to refrain from sins. Each time he begs him, implores him, please, for Allah's sake, stop committing that sin. This person never took heed. So one day out of fury and anger, this brother who was advising his brother, said, you know what, every time I'm telling you, Allah's qasam, Allah will never forgive you, because you never will listen to me. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends an angel down and says, من ذا الذي يتألى على الله Who is that person who is taking a qasam in Allah's name that Allah won't forgive any person, any banda of his? Allah says, I have forgiven him and I have destroyed all your a'mal. He gets jannat, you get jahannam. Therefore we should think good of our Muslim brothers and sisters. Yes, sometimes fisq and fujur is taking place openly. Then there is very serious consequence of that. But we should make dua for the person. Try in different ways with hikmat, diplomacy, wisdom. Try and take the person out of the sin and make sincere dua on his behalf. These all important lessons, Allah Ta'ala is putting these things for our benefit. Mullah Wasfila Rahmatullah Ali mentioned to some of our friends the other day. He has mentioned to reprimand and to admonish a be-namazi, there's nothing wrong in that. In other words, if you have to advise a person who's not performing salat, just discard the salat. Now, it's such a great thing, salat. Salatu imaduddin, pillar of deen. Various ahadith, some ahadith is man taraka salata faqad kafar. Detailed explanation about that. Person who has abandoned salat and he has made kufr. Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah sees at least he has so much of mercy he had. He said, tell the person should make tawbah and istighfar. Or he should be imprisoned till he makes tawbah. Or he dies. Other ulama has said that person has left the fall of Islam. That person who has abandoned salat. So there's a detailed fiqh explanation. But the point here is that Mullah Wasfullah Rahmatullah says, salat is so important. So we should admonish and reprimand in a nice way our Muslim brother or sister who's not performing salat, but this is an important lesson. He says, do it out of shafqat and muhabbat for the person. Out of affection, out of love for the person. Don't look at him with haqarat. Tahqeer ki nigaah se unko mat dekho. Aur apne ko unse afzal mat samjho. Don't regard yourself to be superior to him. Me, I'm a namazi, high time namaz. He's not, he's a be-namazi. So don't think of yourself to be superior. Think of yourself to be inferior. And admonish him with love for him. And he explains this. Why love for him? He says, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him intellect. Allah has given him knowledge. He knows namaz is farz. He knows namaz is important. But he is not using that ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that mind, that intelligence, that aqal. All the different things that Allah has provided. We've got adhan, we've got masjid, we've got bayan, we've got ulama, we've got Quran, we've got hadith, we've got computer, we've got literature, we've got everything. The person knows. Now he's not making use of those ni'mats to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And at the same time, don't think low of him, because it is out of Allah's kindness and mercy upon you that you are reading salat. What if you were in his position? What if tomorrow he changes his life, he becomes a greater namazi than you? So Sharia doesn't give us the right, if we are performing salat or doing good ibadat or good nekis, we should make dua. Allah accepts it and make dua for our Muslim brothers and sisters. We should always give them hope, never to chase any person away. Yes, sometimes we were here in the bayan, certain things which is karwi to us. Everything can't be very sweet and very tasty. MashaAllah, we are doing very well, and we're not doing any ibadat. So what's going to happen? There'll be no islah taking place. These malfuzat and these wa'az and nasihat, Quran, hadith, we are saying for all of us. For the benefit of the speaker especially. It's not any particular person that he's sitting here today, so now we're hammering him. No, astaghfirullah. Each one of us requires Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy. We do not know which amal of ours, which deed of ours Allah accepts. It's amazing. If you read the books of the pious, the Salaf al-Salihin, and after they left this world, somebody sees them in a dream. How did Allah Ta'ala deal with you in the Akhirat? Or how was the questioning with you? What was your fate? What was your position in the year after? So he says, no, very well, I've got Jannat. What was the reason? Amazing. Great. Giants of Islam. One imam who wrote thousands of books on fiqh. When he passed away, somebody sees him in a dream. How did you go? No, very well, I got Jannat. And what? What was the basis? Why did he give you Jannat? He says, I was busy writing some kitab. And there was some ink in the ink pot. And suddenly I saw a fly coming. And busy sucking on that ink. So I waited patiently until that fly did not move from there. It was busy sucking that ink. I did not disturb that fly. It's a makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was eating its sustenance, the ink, its rosy. I did not want to disturb this fly. So I waited until the fly flew away. On that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave him. Not even looking at all the great amal he did. That's beside the point. One of all great akabirin was seen in a dream. And on what did Allah Ta'ala forgive you? He says, I was going past with one of my friends and I had seen a little pup stuck in a drain. It was battling to come out. So I went down myself and I removed it. I got it washed. Then I asked the people of that locality we were going past, are you prepared to feed this dog and look after this dog every day? So they were prepared. I gave them some money and then I continued. On that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made my maghfirah, because you looked after a makhluk. And the famous story in hadith we know that woman who was a prostitute and she was very thirsty, so she goes down into the well, she drinks water, she comes up, she sees a dog very thirsty, dying out of thirst. So she takes out her socks and she fills it with water and she gives this dog that water to drink. On that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala obliterated all her sins, forgave her completely and gave her Jannat. There are so many ways in reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi has written a whole chapter, Babu Bayani Kathrati Turuqil Khair. The chapter concerning the various and different ways of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Little things in our eyes, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regards it to be very superior and maqbool, and Allah ta'ala forgives the person. So our thing is that we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tawbah and istighfar. Ulama explain that when we make tawbah, we have heard this many times, but these things are said and repeated because our ulama have mentioned this thing again and again, and we require it all the time. Sometimes we hear it, we forget it, or we don't get tawfiq of amal. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places hidayat, and it becomes the turning point of a person's life. It's amazing. One small sentence a person is saying. Sometimes the speaker is saying something without much deliberation and pondering from his side. He's just saying it. Yet somebody is sitting in the audience. Thus, that becomes the turning point in his life. Makes tawbah and istighfar. So Allama Nawawi rahmatullah has mentioned, and ulama have mentioned, there are three conditions for a person's tawbah to be correct and to be sahih. The first thing is that he should abandon that sin. For example, a person is drinking wine, so he's got the bottle. Immediately he should throw away that bottle or that glass. أَيُقْلِيَ عَنِ الْمَعْصِيَةِ He should throw away that whatever wrong he's doing and discard it immediately. Abandon that sin. Second condition, أَيَّنْدَمَ عَلَى فِعْلِهَا He should feel regret, nadamat. He should feel ashamed of having committed that sin. That regret, that remorse. And the third one, أَيَّعْزَمَ لَا يَعُودَ إِلَيْهَا أَبَدًا He should make a firm promise, a wada, azam, resolution, that he will never return to that sin. These are the three conditions for tawbah to be correct. Any one of these conditions not found, tawbah is not correct. For example, a person feels lousy, he feels terrible, he feels the nadamat, he stops that sin for that time, but in his heart of hearts, after Ramadan I'll go back to it. Or next week I'll go back to it. Or whenever I get the next opportunity. Then that's not called real tawbah. Genuinely, sincerely, he must make the pledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his heart. Ya Allah, I will never go back to the sin. Now after making such a tawbah, with these three conditions, if for some reason he's weak, or whatever happens, he's overwhelmed, and again he commits the same sin, then the ulama say, nothing for him to lose hope. Again there's hope. Exactly how he made tawbah the first time, with those three conditions, again sincerely make tawbah to Allah. Abandon that sin. Feel that nadamat. Promise Allah again. Jo so bar toote, so bar jure. 100 times a person breaks, not deliberately, made a mistake. He slipped. Was overpowered. Nafs and shaitan got hold of him. He tried, but he failed. Again Allah says the doors of tawbah are open for you. Not deliberately going and taking your car and meeting up with the accident all the time. No. You avoid the accident. You avoid putting your finger into the flame and fire. But if you do get burnt, then there is that marham, that dawa, that balm for you to apply, and there is the balm of tawbah. Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah mentioned, what is tawbah? He says, simple. The effect of tawbah, he explains, is like a dynamite. And if you blow up a huge hill, so the hill of gunas or a mountain of gunas a person has. But the one dynamite of sincere tawbah with these conditions, it blows out that entire mountain and hill of gunas, crumbling into pieces. That's the power and effect of tawbah. Dr. Abdul Hay, rahmatullah alayh, who was the Khalifa of Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayh, he says, the waste of people, billions of millions of people goes into the sea. All the waste matter goes into the sea. But he says, one wash, and you don't see any more traces and effects of that waste. Like that, the filth that we have, the guna, the sins, the vice, And then one wash of Tawbah completely washes out all those sins. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran, so many verses, وَإِنِّي لَغَفَارٌ لِمَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا ثُمَّ اهْتَدَى. Allah said, I am most forgiving, غَفَّار. Allah said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ. O my servants who have transgressed, who have wronged themselves, turn to Allah who is prepared to forgive. The incident we have heard, almost every time there is a bayan and tawbah, but I get very inspired with the incident. And perhaps some person may get inspired tonight. Because tonight, we are going to make firm, sincere tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've heard the different qualities. So many things we were ourselves victims of, and we've made mistakes, we made those gunas. And alhamdulillah, so many brothers and sisters have emailed, SMS, and mentioned the phone to say, alhamdulillah, we made sincere tawbah from whatever was been mentioned. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the tawbah of every person. Musa alayhi salatu salam and his people, there was drought. He turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, send down rain. Allah said, assemble all your people. Everybody is there. Allah said, oh Musa, I'm not going to send down rain because of one person who has disobeyed me for 40 years. 40 years, arba'ina sana. Committed gunas. Because of him, no rain. So he must go away from this gathering. Musa alayhi salam says, Ya Allah, how my voice, how is it reach so many thousands of people here? So Allah Ta'ala says, Musa alayhi salatu salam, that your job is to shout out, and my job is to make the message reach every person. So Musa alayhi salam does so, he calls out, and Allah makes the voice of Musa alayhi salatu salam reach every person here. Now this person is there, and he has committed so much of sins for 40 years, so he just peeps and he looks around to see if he sees anybody else walking up and moving away from the gathering. He sees nobody moving away. So he knows it's definitely him. So he looks down into his heart and they say he cries in his heart. Oh my Allah, 40 years you concealed my sins. Today, you're going to disgrace me in front of my Nabi, in front of my people. Oh Allah, I make sincere tawbah. In very touching words he used, immediately Allah sends down rain. Musa alayhi salam asks Allah, Allah, what has happened? Allah says, because of the one, because of that person for whom I had sent down drought and no rain, it's because of him, or through him now I am sending down rain to you. Musa alayhi salam very, very interested. Ya Allah, who is that person? Allah says, oh Musa, 40 years I concealed his sin, I was satar. You think I'm going to make my banda ruswa today and disgrace him today? O Musa, alayhi salatu salam, that I have made carrying tails haram. You think I will be a nammam today? Well, I'll carry tail and tell you who it is. Look at Allah Ta'ala's mercy. How kind, how loving Allah is, how rahim Allah is, how kareem Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. And of course, we're mentioning the conditions of tawbah. That is regarding hukukullah, the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namaz, salah, zakat, hajj. When it comes to right of bandas, hukukul ibad, then we have to make tawbah in the same way, three conditions that I mentioned, plus. Now this is the plus. The hard plus, the difficult one, that you have to go and ask the person for forgiveness. If you took away his property, his money, his belongings, then you're going to return that property to him. Unless he makes you maaf, he says, don't worry about it. If you made his ghibat or you saw whatever he did to him, you're going to ask him for forgiveness. This is the fourth condition when it comes to huquq ibad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn to him. And Allah gives us that hope. You know, Ghalib was a sinner. But when he made tawbah istighfar, then he changed his life. But then he had that feeling in his heart that how I'm going to face Allah Ta'ala? How can I go to the Kaaba? Ghalib, tum kis muh se jaoge? Ghalib, tumko sharam magar nahi aati? Oh Ghalib, with what face are you going to go to the Kaaba, Baytullah, Hajj and Umrah and make tawaf? You don't have any shame that you disobeyed Allah your whole life, now you're going to Allah Ta'ala's house? Hazrat Mullah Shah Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Bartabari Rahmatullah Ali says that this poem of Ghalib doesn't give us hope. Doesn't give the sinner hope. Hey, I've committed so many gunas, now I'm going to go face my Allah. So he made islaf this poem. He said, Isi mu se jaunga. With this face I will go, with the same condition, with this remorse feeling, I committed gunas, I disobeyed my Allah. Sharam ko khak me dalunga. I will put this shame under the sand, I will bury it. Unko roro kar manaunga. I will cry to my Allah, I will hold the khilaf, I will go to Multazam, Hajar Aswad, I will cry, I'll make the tawaf, and I will shed those tears of repentance. Apni bigri yu hi banaunga. And I will change my wrongs in this way. I will go to my Allah who is Ghafur Rahim. So this gives us hope to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is waiting for us, who is waiting for us, who is waiting for us. Yabna Adam. Allah says, Hadith Qudsi, Innaka ma da'utani wa rajawtani. You continue making dua to me and you have hopes in my mercy. Ghafartu laka. I will forgive you. I will forgive you, wala ubali. I am not concerned how much gunas you made. Long as you turn to me, O my servant, I am prepared to forgive you. Yabna Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. If your sins are so much that it reaches the clouds even, from the earth right till the clouds, so much of gunas. And then you repent, then you come to me and you ask me for forgiveness. غفرت لك. وَلَا أُبَالِي, I will forgive you. And how much I will forgive you does not affect me, that I'm forgiving you so much. And Allah Ta'ala then says, يَبْنَ آدَمْ لَوْ أَتَيْتَنِي بِقُرَابِ الْأَرْضِ خَطَايَا ثُمَّ لَقِيتَنِي لَا تُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا. That if you bring the whole world full of sins, whole world full of sins, and then you come to me with the condition you have iman, you haven't associated any partners to me, I will meet you. I will meet you biqurabil ardi maghfirah. I will bring a whole world of forgiveness for you. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine that person who went into the desert area. He had his camel, had his food, little bit of food, water, just for his journey. And he takes rest and suddenly that animal or camel or horse breaks loose and kalas, it disappears. He looks for it, searches for it, unable to find it, comes back to the tree. Now he has lost hope of all life. All his belongings are gone, whatever he had, his water, his food, his means of transport. How is he going to reach his destination? There's nobody else there. There's no food. He's going to die of hunger and thirst. He falls asleep under the tree after some time. When he awakens, he finds that camel next to him with his water and his food. That happiness, that joy, that ecstasy we cannot explain. To make us understand that joy, Rasulullah says that this person, this traveler, who after losing his conveyance, his means of livelihood or his food and water, out of ecstasy, he's so crazy, so happy, he does not realize what he is saying. And in that ecstasy he says, Allahumma anta abdi wa ana rabbuk, O Allah, you are my servant, I am your Allah. Akhta, he makes a mistake or something, not purposely saying. He doesn't realize when he's so excited. Instead of saying, Allahumma anta rabbi wa ana abduk, you are my Lord, I am your servant. Now he's thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Rasulullah is illustrating to us that joy, that ecstasy. The man, he's so happy that he does not know what he's saying. Hadith says, Allahu afrahu bi tawbati abdihi. Allah is even more happy than this banda who has found his animal. So Allah looks for different opportunities and chances. Jigar Muradabadi, who was an alcoholic, day and night, you're showing one bottle, he comes running to you. Somebody said he was doing salat one day, and somebody from the window showed him two bottles, he broke his salat, ran for those two bottles. But when he came into contact with Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, when people come into the sohbat of real Ahlullah, real mashayikh, real mentors, real Allah walas,
Just one meeting, bas. It was the inqilab in his zindagi. Changed his whole life. Toba, istighfar, rona, dona, kalas. Abandoned his filthy life. Now he is very sick. Doctors say, jigar, you're going to die if you don't drink any wine now. Any alcohol. You're going to take a few glasses at least. Just to keep you alive. Suddenly you stop drinking. A weak person, a person who didn't make sincere tawbah, will say, okay, yeah, doctors are saying makes sense what they're saying, let me just take it. He says, to quit this, taking this alcohol and this wine, and drinking this wine, it is easier for me than living a life in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I rather take this pain on my heart, and this is the whole thing of tawbah. That now that you're enjoying that pretty face, that pretty woman and the zina and whatever it was, now suddenly you have to make that tawbah. It is very difficult on that heart. A wound is caused on that heart. The heart feels that pain. And that is the whole test. And that is why Hazrat Rahmatullah keep on saying, have himmat, courage. That we have to abandon that sin. You will take that pain on your heart. But you're pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this, there are so many other incidents of a person who killed 99 people looking for tawbah. Met somebody, any tawbah for me? What 99 people you killed? How can Allah forgive you? No forgiveness for you. So he says, well, 99 I killed, was there for kill you also, killed him also. 100 people. They mentioned in books of hadith. But still, there was something worrying him. Restlessness. When Allah wants to give somebody hidayat, Allah gives him that bechaini. Even though he is committing that sin, but he's restless. And now he wants to change, he's looking for something. Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullah has mentioned, Hazrat Tani Ram has mentioned, that this is the first rays of the marifat of Allah on his heart. Very beautifully said. When a person starts to make tawbah, then tawbah has an ibtida and an intiha, a beginning and an end. The beginning of a person's tawbah is that now he's searching for some change in his life. He feels this remorse and regret. He wants to go towards somebody who is going to guide him. He wants to change his life. So he's looking desperately. He's searching. He's not happy with the life that he is living. So now Allah is going to give him that marifat. It's the first rays of marifat coming into a believer's heart. So Allah Ta'ala then guides him. So he makes tawbah and istighfar. That woman who was clinging onto her a little baby, who was taken as a, the woman was taken as a captive. Sahaba radiallahu anhu, there was a jihad that took place, and there were few enemies who were taken as captives. Among them was a slave girl. But she was holding onto a little child, or feeding this child, and holding this child onto her chest. Rasulullah asked the Sahaba, you think, أَتُرَوْنَ هَذِي طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ, you think this woman will throw this child in any fire? Ya Rasulullah, never! Such love, such muhabbat, she's clinging onto this child. Rasulullah says, Allah has got more love for us than this woman has for her child. So this is it, we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah ta'ala for forgiveness again and again. When a person makes guna, then that earth, that land, that ground, that place where he committed that sin, that becomes a witness against him. Then the angels also witness. Then if there were people around it, they also witness. But the moment he makes sincere tawbah, it's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah SAW, إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدِ, when my banda makes tawbah, then Allah Ta'ala makes that ground forget also. In other words, that is wiped out from the books also. Angel ansallahu hafazatahu, Allah Ta'ala makes the angels also forget, then it's wiped out from his books, never to put back again. Look in the dunya, a person commits any offense, criminal record is there. Even though he's pardoned, whatever the judgment is. But that criminal offense is still there in his books. But in the books of Allah, when a person makes tawbah, it's not there as though he did not commit that offense. Therefore, at-ta'ibu min al-dhanb, kaman la dhanbala. A person who makes sincere tawbah, hadith of Rasulullah says, it is as though he committed no sin. No sin. So last week I had mentioned when a person makes tawbah, then of course these three conditions of tawbah, and recite two rakat salatul tawbah. Two rakat salatul tawbah, and then a person should cry. Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah says, he must cry so much, cry so much, cry so much. Make so much tawbah, so much istighfar, cries that amount, that after some time his heart bears witness and testimony to the fact that now you are forgiven, now you are pardoned. He'll feel that lightness. Not just tawbah, tawbah, astaghfirullah. We have a very common way of making tawbah, something like this we do. Tawbah, tawbah. There's no such thing in Shariat like this. Check any book of hadith or fiqh. Tawbah is sincerity. You've got to make tawbah. Tawbah tan nasuha. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu mentioned last week, he explained, what is tawbah tan nasuha? That like when you milk a cow, and the milk comes out of the udder of the cow, it is impossible to push it back into the udder again. Like that. Committed that sin. Finish. You don't go back to that sin. And therefore, when a person commits the first sin, immediately make tawbah. If you don't make tawbah immediately, then one sin will invite another sin. It will continue and continue and continue and continue until the heart, the one black dot of sin grows bigger, bigger, larger, until the whole heart becomes black. Now to make tawbah becomes very difficult, although not impossible. But it's more difficult, because now the person whose heart is so engulfed in sins, his heart is so heavy and so hard, he's far away from the masjid, far away from any good gathering where he will listen to some bayan, totally oblivious of deen, nothing will affect him, no azan, no salat, no nothing. Muslim by name, Allah forgive us, Allah help us, Allah protect us. So then he's not going to show this tawbah and remorse and regret, he'll be away from deen. So Marumi Ramana says, a person must cry, cry, make tawbah. If a person cannot cry, فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكُوا فَتَبَاكَوْا Hadith of Rasulullah. Person cannot cry, then make the face, make the face appearance of a crying person. Whatever the sin may be, person is on drugs. I know it is extremely difficult, extremely difficult, extremely difficult to just give it up completely. Person makes tawbah, he battles, goes under rehab, the whole process, and makes tawbah, istighfar, he tries, suddenly he slips again, but again he must come back. Until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him complete tawfiq and hidayat, he must try his best. Some person is caught up in zina, all the time, the same reels of the past will again play. Somebody is listening to music, now he stops, suddenly he's in a shopping center, suddenly that same music is being played, now again he'll think of the past. Now, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهِ Person commits any haram, any disobedient, or any evil deeds, then he should immediately remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make tawbah istighfar all the time. You know, shaitan, iblis, when he was cursed, when he was thrown from Jahannam, he had the cheek, the audacity. He takes a qasam in Allah's name. وَإِزَّتِكْ Oh Rabb, I swear by your power that you're sending me in the world, as long as man has got life, I will always attempt to mislead him. As long as man got life, I will always mislead him. So Allah Ta'ala responds, Allah replies, Allah gives jawab to shaitan, oh shaitan, as long as my banda has got life, I will keep the doors of tawbah open for him. And I will continue forgiving my servant. He makes a sin, comes back, I forgive him. Makes a sin, come back, I forgive him. This process of tawbah, Allah says, it will continue, continue, continue until person is now passing away. Sakrat. Inna Allah Azza wa Jalla yaqbalu tawbat al-abdi ma lam yugharghir. Hadith of Rasulullah. Allah accepts the tawbah of his banda until gharghara. Until sakrat, the gurgling sound in the throat. When his ruh is being extracted. Till then, till just that time, before that, Allah accepts the tawbah. The moment he now experiences the last few moments of his life, and now mort is being, or comes to him, and his ruh is being extracted, khalas, now no more tawbah. Fir'aun, when he was drowning, and then when reality came in front of him, Now he realized, the reason Allah, or is Amantu bi Rabbi Haruna wa Musa. I bring Iman in the Rabb of Harun and Musa. Allah say, now. It's too late. Now you sing, the test is over. And the other time when Tawbah won't be accepted is when the sun will rise from the west. Every day sun rises from the east. And every day it sets in the west. It takes permission every single day to rise again from the east. And then only Allah, when Allah gives permission, the sun rises in the east. But then, when Qiyamah will take place, Allah will say, now you rise from the west. When that happens, nobody's iman is accepted, no tawbah is accepted. So before maut comes to us, before Qiyamah takes place, when Allah is so ghafur rahim, Allah is so kind, ghafara dhunub, satar al-uyub, we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry, repent over this, over our sins. There are so many other things I would have loved to mention. There's one hadith of Rasulullah SAW, when a person cries and he makes tawbah, these tears that are shed from his eyes, it is mentioned in the hadith, وَإِن كَانَ مِثْلَ رَأْسِ الزُّبَابِ. That teardrop, droplet, equivalent in size to the head of a fly. How minute, how small, how tiny. That amount of drop of tear came out of your eye. مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. But out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah, I committed the sin. And when you make tawbah, ulama, mashayikh, see, you don't have to mention the whole list, ya Allah, I committed that particular guna, and go into the whole details of the guna. Allah is well aware. You mention this sin if you want to, ya Allah, I committed this over there, did that briefly. But you don't have to go into that, because shaitan is so chalak. He's so shrewd, he'll make you get the lazzat of that guna even in the tawbah. So even though that this drop of tear is so small, but out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person takes the tear, then it falls onto his face. Allah makes that portion of the face haram on the fire of Jahannam. Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, and even Hazrat Thani rahmatullah, many mashayikh, whenever they would cry like this, they would take the hand and wipe it, rub it over the whole face. So that the face may not go into Jahannam, and they would say, if Allah is going to protect the face, then obviously He'll protect the whole body from going to Jahannam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making sincere tawbah, istighfar, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, the ayah that follows very briefly, Allah ta'ala then says, وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ لَمْ يَخِرُوا عَلَيْهَا سُمَّ وَعُمْيَانًا. That these Ibadur Rahman, they do not bear, or they do not give false evidence, or false testimony. Many times somebody was not even there, present at the scene. Now he is called, now to get his friend out, so he gives a false testimony, or a witness. And the other person was innocent, now you're giving false evidence against him, and you're putting him into trouble. So they did not do such things. Oh, Zur did not speak lies, did not give false evidence, or they did not speak lies, did not make zulam on any person. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَشْهَدُونَ الزُّورِ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. And when they have to pass by any frivolous entertainment or any activity, then they go past, they move away in a dignified way. Imam Razi rahmatullah has mentioned, what does it mean? That these people don't get involved in the frivolous pursuit or activity. Some haram music or entertainment festival is taking place. He's written, like the gatherings and the ayat festivals and celebrations of the disbelievers. People are bursting firecrackers everywhere. A mu'min will not indulge and participate in those activities. Where is music? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he was invited to a walima. And as he went there, suddenly he took a U-turn, came back, somebody asked him, why you did that? He says, no, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi saying that when there's ever evil taking place, and our going in and joining those people, we have given or made that gathering larger. مَنْ كَثَّرَ سَوَادَ قَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. So there was a group of people involved, indulging in some haram. Now we joined them, so we made that gathering larger. that sinful gathering, we became the means of making it larger. We become part and parcel of that sin. And therefore he says, I do not want to get involved in that sin. I do not want to add to that gathering and make that gathering larger. So they do not get involved. Neither are they happy with what's taking place. La yarbabi. And the hadith of Rasulullah said, when there is a sin committed on the earth, and the person who was present there, for some reason he is unable to move from there. For example, we are traveling by plane now, and some music is being played, or some haram, and people are drinking and whining, whatever it is. It's impossible to jump out of the plane. Mid-air you are. How are you going to come out? Now you are seated there, and you have to be in that environment, but you are not happy. So, haram is taking place, you are not happy, then the hadith says, you are like that person who was not there at all. Now there is no sin for you. But, any sin taking place, any part of the world, and you are not present there, but you are happy with what's taking place there, then it is as though you are part and parcel of that sin, as though you are present there and enjoying that guna. How many times there's some haram activity, entertainment, I'm not going to mention all those things, everybody knows what's happening. Far away, whether by means of the SMS or whatever it is, or radio, what we are busy, want to know what's happening, and we're getting thrilled. It is as though we are present there and seeing that guna taking place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. It's not our words, it's the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who loves us. He spoke about tawbah. He wants to forgive us. So when we see any haram thing taking place, music or whatever it is, la'ib, lahu, then we turn away or go away. Don't get involved. They see, they don't even protest or argue with the people there. You're unable, you don't have authority. Such a large group, now you're going to explain to them, Quran and Hadith is not the mawqa for it. You don't have that authority. You go and try and explain somebody, two things can happen. They might give you a beating, might give you a hiding, or they might say, to hell with you. We're not listening to you. You'll be a cause of them losing the iman. Therefore, some other time when you have the authority, when the right mawqa, then you explain. Or, obviously, if you're the parent, then you can tell your child or your sibling, whatever it is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, they are such, when إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ, when any ayats of Allah Ta'ala are mentioned, they are admonished, they are reminded, then they don't turn a deaf ear on those ayats. لَمْ يَخِرُوا عَلِيَا سُمَّ وَعُمْيَانَا. They are not deaf, neither are they blind to it, but they pay full attention to it, they take heed, they take advice, they listen. They listen to what Allah Ta'ala wants from me. Unlike many of us, many times, something is mentioned to us, so we turn a deaf ear to it. We don't want to hear. We're not bothered. We show an indifferent attitude towards it. Allah is saying something. Rasulullah is saying something. These are things that are going to benefit us. Imagine a person is very sick. He goes to the doctor. Doctor gives him, say, "Bhai, you mustn't eat this. This is cholesterol. You've got cholesterol. You mustn't have this. This is very bad. This is very bad for your health. Don't, you've got sugar. You shouldn't have sweets. And you shouldn't have some sweet thing, you shouldn't do this and take this tablet." Why the doctor is explained to us, and we are in a desperate condition and we are so sick, Allah protect us. Person needs an operation. Now you listen very carefully. Doctor, yes, tell me again. Let me write it down, please, man. His wife is a, please listen carefully what the doctor is saying. That time you listen with full ears. You listen with your heart. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Quran, Hadith, then we turn a deaf ear. They're blind to it. This is not the shan of a believer. Believers did not do like this. They did not fall on the ayats of Allah Ta'ala as a person who is blind or deaf. They listen to it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat next week, inshallah. The remaining part of this beautiful, these verses of Ibadur Rahman, very, very interesting way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about another dua, the one dua we did of the believers, that is said, Ya Allah, Rabbana srif anna azaba jahannamula, turn us away from the fire of Jahannam. Now the next dua is very, very pertinent to all of us. We Allah Ta'ala talks about the believers who make dua, Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Wallah, make our wives, make our children the coolness of our eyes. And وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Allah make them imams, leaders of who? The pious and righteous ones.
So inshallah next week we hope to discuss that ayat till the end. And many other pertinent issues like parenting and bringing up the children. There's a common question people are always asking and they're frustrated. We don't know what to do with this child of ours, etc. As parents, what are our role and as children? We hope to discuss that next week or the following week. Inshallah, may Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت أو من موس بلابد الله من موس كريم الله من موس رحيم الله من موس تواب الله يا الله من موس غفار الله أو من الله we have heard Quran آيات أحاديث of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعيث of مشايخ أهل الله Ya Allah, of your great, Ya Allah, your mercy, Ya Allah, your forgiveness, Ya Allah, the vastness of your mercy, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, how you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we have, tonight, Ya Allah, raise our hands with hope that, Ya Allah, you are going to forgive us completely, my Allah, every big, major sin, every small sin, sins that we committed deliberately, knowingly, intentionally, and also those unintentionally, those slips we made, Ya Allah. In the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, public privacy, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you are ghaffar al-dhunub. Oh my Allah, it is impossible, impossible, impossible. That you give us so much hope, my Allah. And then when we turn to you, you turn away from us, my Allah. Ya Allah, with these three conditions of tawbah that the mashayikh have mentioned for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have abandoned these sins, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, hum nadim hai, sharminda hai, we regret. We feel ashamed, Ya Allah, of committing those terrible sins, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, we make that azam, that resoluteness, Ya Allah, that promise, Ya Allah, we will never go back to those sins, my Allah. Oh Allah, accept our tawbah. Sabki tawbah qabool farma. Ya Allah, all the brothers sitting here tonight, and all our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, listening in the madrasa over the receivers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are making sincere, Allah, sincere tawbah, Ya Allah. Sincere tawbah, tawbatan nasuha. Oh my Allah. Forgive us completely, my Allah. Give us that himmat and courage, Ya Allah, that pain on our heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that lazzat that we got from those, Ya Allah, from the sin, my Allah. Now we are taking that pain on our heart. Give us that courage and that himmat, Ya Allah, to refrain from the sins. Don't make us go back, my Allah. Don't make us go back, Ya Allah. Don't make us go back, Ya Allah. We want to come towards you, my Allah. We are making rujoo towards you, my Allah. There is no other Allah we can turn to. إِنْ كَانَ لَا يَرْجُوكَ إِلَّا مُحْسِنٍ فَالْمُذْنِبُ الْعَاصِي إِلَى مَنْ يَرْجِعُ وَاللَّهُ the poet said it so beautifully. إِنْ كَانَ لَا يَرْجُوكَ إِلَّا مُحْسِنٍ If only a pious person has hopes in you, oh my Allah, then that gunegar, asi, sinful person, he must he go to. There is no other Allah he can turn to. Oh my Allah, some person said it so well. إِلَهِ كَيْفَ أَدْعُوكَ وَأَنَا عَاصٍ Oh my Allah, how can I make dua to you when I am such a sinful person? Then oh my Allah, you inspire him to say, Ilahi, kaifa la ad'uka wa anta kareem. Oh my Allah, how can I not ask you and turn to you when you are most merciful and most forgiving? Oh my Allah, you are kareem. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, we made tawbah istighfar. Ya Allah, the month of Ramadan is a month of barakat, rahmat, maghfirat. Ya Allah, we are not in the month of Ramadan, Ya Allah. But there are great days coming in front, Ya Allah, Dhul Hijjah, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you are not, Ya Allah, in need of any special occasion to forgive us, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are sincere, Ya Allah. We are turning to you, my Allah. We are desperate, my Allah. So many thousands of bandas and bandis of yours, Ya Allah. So many, they are crying and repenting, my Allah. Oh my Allah, with your oceans, Ya Allah, of mercy, Ya Allah. With your seas of maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove, Ya Allah, the sins, Ya Allah. The mountains of sin that we are carrying on our shoulders and our hearts, my Allah. Cleanse us and purify us completely, Allah. Ya Allah, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukur, rahat, protection. Give us best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah, wherever they may be. All goods of work, good works of deen, Ya Allah, except the da'wat and the tabligh, Ya Allah. Makatib, Ya Allah, darul ulum, Ya Allah. Khanka and tazkiyah, Ya Allah. Whatever waaz and nasihat is taking place, make it be makbool, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us himmat, Ya Allah, and courage, Ya Allah, and tawfiq and hidayah to attend the majaris and gatherings, Ya Allah, and learn and change our lives, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us maqbooliyat, Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, so many, Ya Allah, those
So many have been today for operation and bypass, Ya Allah. And there are so many sick, Ya Allah. There are those bandas of yours sick, Ya Allah. They are striving in your path, Ya Allah. Grant them complete shifa, Ya Allah. Don't make them sick, Ya Allah. Give them shifa-i kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, Ya Allah. Give them, Ya Allah, that, Ya Allah, strength and taqat, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed away from this, left this world, grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Give them the highest of stages, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. Give us mawt in Madina Sharif. Give us baril jannatul baqi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us Hawza Kawthar from the hands of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us jannat without any hisab, without any reckoning. Protect us from all type of fitna and fasad, especially from the fitna of Masihul Dajjal. All big and small fitna, protect our parents, our wives, our children, our family members, our relatives, Ya Allah. Our asatis, our mashayikh, our children, Ya Allah. Our students, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many have requested that we should speak on so many things, my Allah. You grant us hidayat. You make us speak the right thing, my Allah. Do not make us say anything, Ya Allah, that will cause any fitna and fasad. Keep us in haqq and hidayat and sirat al-mustaqim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the sharr of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitin, from the hasad of the hasidin. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, grant us all our jais murad, Ya Allah. All the brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, who are listening now, Ya Allah. Fulfill each one's, Ya Allah, murad and desire, Ya Allah. Remove every person's difficulty, whatever it may be, Ya Allah. Accept the Hajj of all the Hujjaj, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant them Hajj Maqbool and Mabroor, Ya Allah. Those who are still going also make it be easy for them, Ya Allah. Those who have made intention, Ya Allah. Grant them Hajj Maqbool, Ya Allah. If it's not meant for them this year, Ya Allah, in the near future, next year, Ya Allah, the years to come, Ya Allah. Grant all of us, Ya Allah, the tawfiq of Ziyarat Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim wa tub alayna ya Mawlana innaka antawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.